Once is one of the most Irish musicals you will experience. But some clarification is needed. If you assume Irish as the Clancy Brothers or Riverdance, think again. Once is closer to the plays of Sean O'Casey and Brian Friel, or even the literature of James Joyce. Once is a love story that is simultaneously painful and beautiful. It's a brave musical that is being given a tender and eloquent production at Proctor's Theatre through Sunday. It's theater that understands happiness is earned. Life is sometimes hard, and love can be elusive. The play believes that humor can be generated by pain and that music can serve as poetry. That's the Irish in Once. Once is a work that turns one of the most familiar formulas about love on its head. Instead of guy meets girl, guy loses girl, guy gets girl, the Tony Award-winning musical starts with guy loses girl and progresses to guy finds new girl. The question is, does guy keep girl? No spoilers here. You have to attend the show to find out whether or not guy gets girl. But I can tell you this much. You want the pair to be together. Once is a musical set in Dublin, Ireland, about a guy who has just broken up with his girlfriend who moved to New York City. The breakup has crushed him, and he's about to give up performing music. At what he intends to be his final performance, a spirited Czech immigrant hears him sing his sad song about unrequited love. Taken by his talent, she tries to convince him to continue with his music. She's a single mom who's also a piano player. Together, they borrow money and find a group of musicians to record a demo album. It might be good enough to make the big time. Music restores guy's zest for life, and girl restores his ability to take another chance on love. But Once also stays true to another theater truism. That is, the path of love never runs smooth. Her ex-husband wants to re-enter her life, and he's still not completely over his former girlfriend. Tough decisions must be made by both guy and girl. The two leads are tender, witty, and charming. Mackenzie Lesser-Roy is funny as the almost brutally frank girl. Her ability to be a realist in an emotional world permits the work to have a baseline so that her love for the guy is true and honest. Sam Sierra is winning as guy. He is able to make the man who can only express himself through song a vulnerable soul as he avoids self-pity for his world, which always seems on the verge of collapsing. The secondary characters function as a band and an ensemble of actors who rarely leave the stage. However, during the course of the 2-hour and 15-minute presentation, each character has his or her own story revealed. While the play centers about a romance, the heart of the work is about a community of people who are struggling with life as outsiders. Some are immigrants, others just live anonymously in their own country. Each has a story to be told, and they are as rich and as involving as the central romance. Their contributions make Once a tapestry rather than a portrait, and the show is richer for it. Once is not all gloom. It's filled with humor and has many celebratory moments expressed through ensemble songs and dance. However, it is introspective and soul-searching. This is a work that is honest and beautiful and will stay in your heart longer than most commercial successes. This alone makes it worth seeing. Once is at Proctor's Theatre in Schenectady through Sunday. For ticket and schedule information, call 518-346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.